In 2023, the Houston Texans selected quarterback C.J. Stroud from the Ohio State University, and he had one of the best rookie seasons that we've ever seen at quarterback. The Houston Texans were not even a good organization, but C.J. Stroud played 15 games that year, going 9-6, averaging almost 274 games, and winning the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2023. And man, the guy had an awesome year. 23 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. And 2024 was supposed to be a lot better, until it wasn't. Don't get me wrong, C.J. Stroud was still good, but he wasn't as good as the first year. Instead of averaging 274 yards a game, he averaged 219 yards passing a game. And they still went 10-7, but he was not nearly as effective as he was the previous year. He experienced what people in the NFL call the sophomore slump. And what happened during the offseason was defensive coordinators were able to study his tape and understand that he had certain weaknesses in his game. And of course, C.J. Stroud was not able to overcome those defensive wrinkles. And because of that, he slumped in comparison to his first year. This is not just something that happens in football. It also happens in social media. Your boy O'Shea Duke Jackson officially joined YouTube in 2015. In 2025, makes it 10 years strong in the game. And I've experienced my ups and downs. And sometimes you can think because you're good in the business one year, you'll be great the next year, right?
Stop the cap.
And that was the issue with B. Simone by the time 2020 came. You see, B. Simone was living in Dallas, Texas, and was trying to get on, and she found a big opportunity at Wild N Out. And by the time 2020 came, and B. Simone was trying to go mainstream. Around that time, she was earning a whopping $1 million a month. This was a long way from B. Simone's insufferable Aaliyah-style dancing videos when she was broke. And then the classic interview with Nick Cannon occurred, and this happened.
He can't have a 9-to-5.
What? Why not? You don't want him to have an honest job?
I mean, he could be a hustling entrepreneur.
So you want him to be you want CEO status?
Yes.
Okay, he can't clock in and clock out.
No.
Damn, B. Simone.
I think entrepreneurs should date entrepreneurs.
Okay, but still, there's people who have really good jobs with vocational skills. If he's a mechanic.
I'm sure, but no, you're not going to understand my lifestyle. You're not going to understand why I'm up at 3 a.m.
Oh, damn, you're making this hard for me. Okay, all right.
You know, he has to be an entrepreneur.
A business owner. He getting one of them stimulus packages from Donald Trump, one of them small business loans, and he ain't buying jewelry.
Now, this particular video really made B. Simone, like, it made enemies amongst the sector. Like, it pissed off a lot of black men who were 9-to-5 guys. Now, to be honest, B. Simone's target audience wasn't 9-to-5 working men anyway. So it really didn't hurt her at that time, but it did say a lot about her character. Here was a young lady who was now making $1 million a month. She was making that money really because she was solely tied to Nick Cannon in Wild N Out. And instead of really just apologizing for the situation, B. Simone doubled down.
I have my dream career. I manifested it. I'm trying to manifest a husband. Ain't nothing wrong with a nigga with a 9-to-5. I get it. They work hard. I used to have a 9-to-5. Nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong. You work hard. You have money. I get it. I need an entrepreneur. I need somebody that understands my mindset. Somebody that has the same lifestyle. It has nothing to do with money. Everything to do with lifestyle. Okay? When I'm in the bed at 3 a.m. checking emails. What you doing, babe? Working. What you doing? Working. Okay. Love you. You want to hop on a flight tomorrow? I have a meeting in out of town. You want to go? You got okay, let's go. Okay. You understand my life.
Boy, you don't sit your stupid ass down. Who the fuck you think you is?
Now, I think it's obvious to understand that as content creators, which I would consider B. Simone to be, she had what is called clout. Now, you got guys that come onto the platform, and because of whatever they did before, if they start social media influencing, they will get clout, right? We've seen so many people do that. Look at Shannon Sharp, you know, Stephen A. Smith on YouTube, Kwame Brown. Guys who are successful in other industries, they come onto the social media sector and they get a real big boost because of who they are and what they've done before. And Gilbert Arenas and other guys are benefiting from that same thing now. And B. Simone was one of the first to take her wilding out credit to social media and blow up on TikTok and become a podcast. But there was just something wrong with B. Simone. B. Simone just didn't have what it took to maintain that infrastructure. She just couldn't keep growing at that same rate. It wasn't because her growth was stunted. It was just because of the person that she was. B. Simone was very finicky. One day she would be on this, and then one day she would be on that, and one day she would be on this, and it would kind of throw her audience off because she would be disrespecting the same people that would be trying to help her. And it was interesting because the way she came at 9 to 5 Men, that attitude also started coming towards her own audience. Remember like the joining of the close friends thing she had on Instagram and what happened with Jackie O when Jackie O passed away? Well, B. Simone stopped giving value to her own audience and she started trying to make money off her own audience, even plagiarizing a book. And when that happened, this is when Kevin Samuels kind of got involved. Now, anybody knows me and Kevin Samuels' relationship was pretty interesting. I'm the one that gave him his first interview and credited with discovering Kevin Samuels into Black YouTube. And we would always talk about content creators like B. Simone or like other people. He would talk to me about, you know, guys like Alpha Male Strategies and other people. But with B. Simone, he did notice something about her, that she was limited. I'm going to tell you why I'm saying that. Kevin Samuels had every opportunity to monetize his own audience. He had book deals. He had fragrance deals. He had documentary deals. But Kevin never wanted to monetize his own audience to seem greedy because he knew that it would work against him. And he was more concerned about the value and the opportunity versus monetizing his own audience to get money. He understood that if he kept doing what he was doing and kept networking and collaborating, he would be able to do something that nobody has ever done before. And at that time, he did. He had 1 million followers on Instagram, 1 million followers on YouTube, got to go ahead and collaborate with Nicki Minaj. He was on ATL. He was in a music video with Future. He was on his way. But B. Simone didn't take that strategy. She was more concerned about getting the bag, and it didn't matter who she stepped on. And so this is what Kevin Samuels had to say to B. Simone.
All it takes for you to come down to reality, B. Simone, is one wrong post.
Mm.
You are one viral video away, one internet canceling away from being back at Forever 21 selling shit.
He said, you are one post away from losing it all. But why did he say that? Now, again, I've seen certain videos and I want to give a shout out to Chantel Simone for making a really good video about the same topic that I'm doing right now. But the reality was Kevin Samuels understood something about the content creator industry, which is what I understand. I don't really do the whole monetizing of your audience, trying to seem thirsty, abusing your audience just because you can get money from them. Because what tends to happen as a content creator, you don't value that money as much, so you start doing other things with that money. And so then you stop putting in the work to basically educate your audience. And this is exactly what B. Simone did. And instead of taking Kevin Samuels' advice, what did B. Simone do herself?
But here's the little challenge. We got all these things we want in a man. A list of things. He got to be tall. He got to be dark. He got to be handsome. He got to have pretty teeth. He got to be a family man. He got to be financially stable. He got to be rich. He got to be successful. He got to be all these things. And we ain't even have the things on that list. He got to be a family man. You ain't talked to your mama in 6 months, but you want him to be a family man. He got to be financially stable. Your account is in the negative, ma'am. Overdraft fees. He got to have a job. You need to go fill out some applications because you're still unemployed. You want him to be financially stable? Well, you need to start saving because you can't keep a dime to your name.
B. Simone became Kevin Samuels herself. That's right. Instead of actually taking Kevin Samuels' advice, B. Simone at one point started stealing Kevin Samuels' content. She became the godfather herself. And this is interesting from a woman that has a female audience that is trying to do, I don't know what she's trying to accomplish, but it changes every week. She's one day, she's about women empowerment. It's about business. It's about religion. It's about trying to get a husband. No, it's about being by yourself. It's about getting to the bag, or it's about getting back to God. She was just losing everybody. And of course, she went from that to this.
Just my finances. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. the budgeting, you see how I am. Mm-hmm. Nitpicking every little thing. I've never been like that. Mm-mm. We were in Bloomingdale's yesterday. I'm like, we have to go to H&M.
Yeah.
Like, I notice it in me mm-hmm. now, just mm-hmm. nitpicking. And it's not even, I just don't have it, like, to spend the liquid.
And then other people started weighing in on the subject.
A part of being an entrepreneur is going through these ups and downs and ebbs and flows of what being an entrepreneur is. Like, at times you might have a lot of liquid cash, and sometimes you may have to overly invest in whatever business you have going on, and you might be down a little bit. Sometimes you might try a thing and you fail, or sometimes you might hit the lick. It's all good. But it all comes with the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur. That's why you don't have a steady situation. And kind of watching her voice crack and like, no, you don't get on a podcast and cry because your business isn't doing that good, or whatever finances in your entrepreneurial life ain't doing that good. You pick yourself up and dust yourself off and keep going.
He's right, you know.
Now, Kevin Samuels did a pretty good job of understanding the fact that B. Simone inflated her own ego because, you know, where she was in life, she thought that she deserved a man like her. And he said that, hey, she's not ugly, she's cute, but she's not an 8, 9, or 10. But I want to add on to Kevin Samuels' original argument about that. And the original argument was B. Simone didn't appreciate the people that took her to that level. And that is why B. Simone fell off. This is not new. I mean, we see guys in sports get big contracts and then stop performing. We see guys stop performing after their first year. I mean, we're going to look at Jaden Daniels and see if he does the same thing in the sophomore slump this year with the Redskins. It just happens, right? People get better around you and people want what you have. And so if you're not getting better and people are getting better and you're not adding more value to your audience, and you're not out there doing what you need to do, and it's all about you and you're being selfish and people don't want to work with you, it doesn't matter as much about you making $1 million a month right now, because in 5 years, you'll turn off that audience and then they won't recommend you. Look at companies like Apple. Apple is a company that every year they're going to make the effort to be the best. All right. They're going to do what they're supposed to do. They're going to be where they're supposed to be at, and they're going to give you value for your money. B. Simone just wants your money, and she's the same way when it comes to men. And so eventually what Kevin Samuels knew is that you're like one post away from basically turning off your audience because you kept making the same mistakes, because for you, all you saw them was a means to an end, and you didn't see them as the person that gave you the opportunity. So if you had the attitude towards your own audience in that same respect, it was no way possible you could get a high value man with that same mentality, because you're a person looking for somebody to keep giving to you, but you don't want to give anything. And we have a word for that. It's called parity. Parity is another way of saying equality. What you do for me, I'm willing to do for you. I'm willing to add value to your life. And when it came to B. Simone, she's just not willing to do so. Everybody must suffer for her to be successful. And what happens in the free market, once you stop developing, the market says, we think you're fake, or we think you're fraudulent, or we think you're wishy-washy. And so once so many people start to do that, people start to go away and they start to do different things. Now, again, as we get older, we all evolve. And of course, people can change their mentalities towards certain things. But typically, you know, your content and genre space should be somewhat the same. I mean, I came in 2015. I was in the Black Manosphere, and it's 2025. And even though my content has changed, the structure of who followed me then is kind of easy for them to follow me now, because the same basic talking points are still there when it comes to the strategy. But when it came to B. Simone, what she was doing in 2020 is completely different than what she's doing now in 2025. And she's saying anything just to get money. And when you don't have value for the people that help you,
you're gonna be broke.
Shout out to Kevin. He predicted Tracee Ellis Ross. And now this one. Again, shout out to Chantel Simone, who previously did a really good video on this. Kevin Samuels predicted B. Simone's downfall. We out.